From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. First headline. The regional head election was held in 2020 to raise public optimism and confidence in the new normal period. The pharmaceutical and medical devices industry are included of the Ministry of Industry Making Indonesia 4.0 program. Now news in detail. Acting Director General of Politics and General Government of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Bahtiar, said that the regional head election was held in 2020 to raise public optimism and confidence in the new normal period. Bahtiar said in a press release received in Jakarta on Saturday, he hoped that the implementation of the simultaneous regional election at 2020 will be able to make the community move together to face the new normal with a complete understanding of the science and strict health protocol. He said that the simultaneous local election, which were held on 9 December 2020, were not seen as merely selecting leader, but were part of the new normal order in democratic lives, as well as part of social, national, and state activities of the Republic of Indonesia. The pharmaceutical and medical devices industry are included in the Ministry of Industry Making Indonesia 4.0 program that target to expedite the application of Industry 4.0 in the manufacturing sector. Ministry of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita stated here on Saturday, as quoted by Antara, that the program serves as a roadmap to expedite the development of globally competitive industrial sector. The program aims to realize the target to secure Indonesia ranking among the top 10 countries with the largest economy in the world by 2030. The Making Indonesia 4.0 program is also expected to help boost the country net export by 10% of the gross domestic product or GDP, double the productivity against cost, and step up spending on research and development by 2% of the GDP. He added the implementation of Making Indonesia 4.0 will create employment opportunities in new expertise in the industrial sector and services that are supported by the democratic bonus momentum. Most part of Indonesian archipelago will witness the rare spectacle of an annular solar eclipse, which will occur simultaneously with this year's summer solstice on Sunday. The National Institute of Aeronautics and Space, LAPAN, said the eclipse would be a rare phenomenon, as the last similar eclipse that could be witnessed from the archipelago occurred in 1648. Moreover, people will have to wait another 19 years to be able to witness such phenomenon again. Indonesia will be one of many countries and regions to witness the solar eclipse, including Congo, South Sudan, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, India, China, Taiwan, and Guam Island. LAPAN said, as quoted by the Jakarta Post, the best place to watch the eclipse would be Miangas Island in Talaud Island, North Sulawesi. People in most part of North Sulawesi, North Maluku, West Papua, and Papua can also witness around 30 to 40% of the solar eclipse. People in Jakarta, West Java, as well as most part of Central Java, East Java, Bengkulu, and Lampung will not able to observe the eclipse. North Korea pledged to push ahead with the campaign to send propaganda leaflet into South Korea, saying it's not bound to any inter-Korean agreement, state media said on Sunday, June 21st. Tension has been rising after North Korea blew up joint liaison office and threatened military action over defector in the south, sending anti-North leaflet across the border. A state media report angry North Korean gearing up the own large-scale leaflet campaign, Seoul Unification Ministry handling cross-border affair on Saturday urged the plan to be scrapped, citing a violation of peace agreement. The two Korea, which are still technically at war at the 1950s-1953 conflict ended without a peace treaty, have waged leaflet campaign for decades but agreed to cease all hostile acts in 2018 peace accord. China has accused India troops to deliberate provocative and its first official comment on Monday deadly clash at a disputed Himalayan border. Foreign Ministry spokesman Li Jianzhou said the troops had crossed into China territory and attacked, triggering fierce conflict physically. On Friday, India PM Narendra Modi said no foreign soldier had crossed India borders and no territory had been lost. Mr. Modi vowed that India would defend its border with military force if necessary. 20 Indian soldiers were killed in the clash in the Galwan Valley. India has said that both sides suffered loss during the fighting. The U.S. President Donald Trump hailed his supporters as warriors Saturday for defying the coronavirus and attacked his Democratic rival at his first campaign rally in 3 months and even with crowd far smaller than promised. Gathering his political faithful at a much higher rally in Oklahoma, the Republican president sought to reinvigorate his flagging campaign in face of crushing health and economic crisis, as well as protests against racial injustice that have swept the nation in recent weeks. But Trump was more interested in reviving this political fortune after several bruising weeks that saw continued economic woes tied to the pandemic, nationwide protests over racial injustice, the toppling on Confederate and other statues, and critics, including former aides, savaging his performance. The Saudi Ministry of Interior has announced lifting of the curfew completely in all regions of the kingdom starting at 6 a.m. Sunday, June 21st, the Saudi Press Agency, or SPA, reported on Saturday. The ministry said that the kingdom will return to the normalcy based on the health authorities' recommendation, allowing the resumption of all economic and commercial activities with full commitment to the preventive and precautionary measure. However, Umrah visit visas and international flight, as well as the entry and exit across land and sea borders, will continue to be suspended until further notice. The ministry has called on all members of the public to commit to social distancing, wearing masks, and covering the nose and mouth. A senior official from the ministry has made it clear that all gatherings should not exceed 50 people as a maximum, stressing that residents and citizens should act responsibly and adhere to precautionary measures and directives issued by authorities. That is the news read out by Antin Supriyati.
This week's spotlight is on all fast and appropriate government steps must be accountable. President Joko Widodo said all rapid and appropriate steps by the government for handling the COVID-19 pandemic must be accountable, speaking during the opening of the 2020 National Government Internal Control Coordination Meeting through video conference from Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. On Monday, the president explained that currently the world is facing extremely difficult conditions. 215 countries are facing health emergencies and must save their citizens from the threat of COVID-19. All countries struggle to save themselves from terrible economic pressures, supply and demand are disrupted, while production is also problematic. President Joko Widodo said world economic growth was being corrected very sharply and struggling to avoid entering the recession. According to the president, the situation which is being faced by all countries requires a rapid and appropriate response from each government, including Indonesia. The president said, in the health sector, all parties must control COVID-19 so that it does not spread more broadly. The healthy do not get infected, and the sick are treated until healed. In the socioeconomic field, according to the president, the government must also guarantee the less fortunate affected citizens of COVID-19 to get social protection and assistance. On that occasion, the president reminded that the government increased the budget for handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Additions were made to two posts, namely corporate financing and assistance to sectoral ministries or institutions and local governments. Meanwhile, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said the cost of handling the situation is a pressure on the economy in the second quarter of the 2020. The handling budget of COVID-19 had undergone several changes. In March 2020, Sri Mulyani said the government prepared 405.1 trillion rupiah for handling the pandemic. However, President Joko Widodo held a limited meeting in early June, and Sri Mulyani announced a larger budget, which was 677.2 trillion rupiahs. The president also invited the auditors to oversee and supervise well so that the large funds can help the public and business people who are experiencing difficulties. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll start with June the 21st, 1905, the birth of Jean-Paul Sartre. Jean-Paul Sartre is a French writer and contemporary philosopher. He was regarded as developing a stream of existentialism. He is one of the key figures in the philosophy of existentialism and phenomenology, and is one of the prominent figures in the 20th century French philosophy and Marxism. His work has also influenced sociology, critical theories, post-colonial theories, and literary studies, and continues to influence this discipline. In 1964, he won a Nobel Peace Prize in Literature, which he refused. Switching to June 21, 1961, the birth of Joko Widodo. Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, is the seventh president in Indonesia who took office since October 20, 2014. Elected in the 2014 presidential election, he was the first president of Indonesia in history not to be derived from the background of the Indonesian military or political elite. He was elected with Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla and was re-elected with Vice President Ma'ruf Amin in presidential election 2019. He served as governor of Jakarta from October 15, 2012 until October 16, 2014, accompanied by Basuki Cahayapurnama as deputy governor before he became president. I'll end with June 21, 2015, International Yoga Day is commemorated for the first time. The International Yoga Day has been celebrated annually on June the 21st since 2015, following the decision of the United Nations General Assembly in 2014. Yoga is the physical, mental, and spiritual practice that originated in India. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, in his speech at the United Nations, suggested the 21st of June as it is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere and has special meaning in many parts of the world. International Yoga Day first created a record for the largest yoga class and the number of countries participating. Well, that was Today in History for Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener in the segment Listener's Mailbag. We would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. This time, he was listening to our broadcast in Arabic program on June 17, 2020, at 1600 hours until 1700 hours UTC. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to Arabic section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Dulu saat ku siap mati untukmu, kamu tak pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau pikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini? Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau pikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini? Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, Sunday, June the 21st, 2020, is on ahead of the U20 World Cup. FIFA gave a workshop in Jakarta. Indonesia was chosen to be the organizer of the 2021 U20 Football World Cup. Indonesia's readiness to welcome the international competition began since last year, starting with the improvement of the stadium and participant accommodation. In connection with the preparations for the event, the International Football Federation, FIFA, gave a briefing in the form of a workshop to the All Indonesian Football Association related to the 2021 U20 World Cup on Wednesday. FIFA on this occasion was represented by tournament manager Christian Smolzer and youth tournament coordinator Jayan Keller. The workshop is a series of regular virtual FIFA All Indonesian Football Association or PSSA meetings that are getting more intense ahead of the 2021 U20 World Cup. Previously, both parties had also held a virtual meeting on June the 12th. At that time, as many as 42 people, 27 from FIFA and 15 from PSSE, became acquainted with related fields. PSSE Deputy Secretary General Maike Ira Puspita, as quoted from the official website of the Federation, said PSSE appreciated the full support of FIFA, which embraced all components in PSSE in preparation for holding the 2021 U20 World Cup. Maike explained the cooperation between the two parties was underway. For this reason, the related fields are also expected to immediately formulate a work program. According to Maike Ira Puspita, it has been agreed that the U20 World Cup will continue to be held according to the official original schedule, which is May the 20th until June the 12th, 2021. For this reason, the readiness and preparation of all facilities and infrastructure must be completed because it is less than a year away. Previously, PSSE said FIFA was eager to come to Jakarta to check the 2021 U20 World Cup stadium, but it could not be carried out because of the coronavirus outbreak. FIFA's presence in Indonesia is actually very important, so that the six best stadiums from 11 stadiums candidates for the U20 World Cup venue prepared by PSSE can be selected. The 11 stadiums are in Bandung, West Java, Yogyakarta, Solo, Central Jawa, Surabaya, East Jawa, Palembang, South Sumatra, Riau, and the Bung Karno Main Stadium in Jakarta. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Gail Van Horn in USA. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency 3325 kHz. Hello, Mr. Gail. Welcome to be our regular listener. And thank you for your reception report of our broadcast, which is very detailed. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, we'll play a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Wajahnya kulirik lagi dia, semakin ku pandang wajahnya semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda, gayanya wajar mempesona. Siapa dia? Wajah
kulirik lagi dia, semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda, gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia?
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will take you on a tour to Palembang in South Sumatra to taste its special cuisine, celimpungan. Palembang can be said to be a culinary paradise in Indonesia. Of the many culinary available in this city, there is one which name is quite unique, celimpungan. It is made from sagu and fish similar to empek-empek, a very famous culinary from Palembang. The difference between the two lies in the shape and sauce. Celimpungan is round with a diameter of 10 cm and flat, almost like a meatball. The sauce is made from coconut milk and mixed with other spices. Celimpungan sauce, which is made of coconut milk, has a yellowish color, but the taste is not spicy. Therefore, for those of you culinary lovers with a spicy or hot spicy taste, you should add a condiment that is also distinctive called sambal merah tumis encer, or in English perhaps runny stir-fried red sauce. In addition, a sprinkling of fried onions will also add to the sensation of this culinary delights. Celimpungan is often served with pieces of rice cake and fish crackers. The name celimpungan itself is taken from the word cemplung, because when you put fish meatballs into a boiling coconut milk sauce, it makes a plung sound to Indonesian ears. Finally, this fish meatball is called celimpungan. Historically, the yellow sauce has a meaning, which means lively. So celimpungan is one of the foods that have a symbol of burning the spirit before doing activities. Thank you. Makanan is very easy to find in the city of Palembang. Aside from being popular dish at special days, you can easily find celimpungan sellers in the city. Because celimpungan is made of fish meat, which is believed to help maintain immunity and motor development and brain intelligence, this has become very popular food. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today with the theme Celimpungan from Palembang. We'll meet again tomorrow with the same segment and more interesting topics. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Andres Kuznetsov in Latvia. He was listening to our broadcast in English program. Hello, Mr. Andres Kuznetsov. Thank you very much for spending your time to monitor our broadcast. Please keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your report. Thank you. Special for you and listener wherever you are, we'll play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Senyum manisnya menawar
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Miscellany. This edition is about Gajah Mada Aerospace team won the second place in the CANSAT competition 2020. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id. Gajah Mada Aerospace team won the second place in the CANSAT competition 2020 held by the American Astronautical Society virtually. The team is a combined students of Gajah Mada University from various majors to participate in the field of aerospace competition in both regional, national, and international. The competition for rocket and satellite cargo was followed by hundreds of participants from all over the world. They came from different countries such as Mexico, United Kingdom, India, South Korea, Thailand, and Canada. The team from the university made the rocket cargo rides with the Delta Wing Glider mission. The Delta Wing is a flat cross-section of a triangular-shaped wings. The first position was achieved by the United States team, while the third position was won by the Mexican team. Kendrick Chandra of Indonesia said in this competition, every team was required to make rocket cargo rides with a Delta Wing Glider mission designed to transmit atmospheric data. The Gajah Mada Aerospace team led by Chatur Atmaji successfully won the second world champion after passing a strict selection series since September 2019. According to Kendrick, after registering, there was a preliminary design review before finally a critical design review. The assessment was conducted by judges of U.S. Naval Research Laboratory. There were hundreds of participants from all over the world who followed the registration stage of the competition, but at the final stage, only 40 finalists left. The team achievements come from the preparation since 2019. They started the physical research and development of the rides then, and the development of the ride was carried out through several stages, such as design, material selection, and manufacturing. After that, a few feasibility tests were done. Kendrick said his team was proud to present the achievement under the name of Gajah Mada University and Indonesia. The CANSAT 2020 competition was originally to be held in Virginia, USA. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the competition was held virtually, including the announcement of the winners on June 16, 2020. Well, that was Miscellany today. We'll meet again in the next edition with other interesting information.
Diriku ingin ku tahu arti hidupku, hanya dirimu yang melengkapiku. Kaulah nafasku, dirimu, kaulah yang terindah di hidupku. Air matamu lemahkan hatiku yang ada untukmu.
aku untuk bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, aku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Sandar kepadaku, ingin ku berada di sampingmu sepanjang hidupku. Rasa ini hanya ada saat bersamamu. Bahagiaku dengar canda tawamu, terangi hatiku. Inilah duniaku bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, ku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present you a song by Yuka Tamada. The Makassar Japanese mixed blood singer began to be known since she appeared in the Indonesian Idol, broadcast at the national private television. Since then, she has continued her work in the Indonesian music industry. Apart from being singer, she also composed several songs. One of the songs she created was titled Tell Me Baby. The song tells about the feeling of confusion and despair experienced by someone when she does not have a definite answer. The song Tell Me Baby was written by Yuka based on stories from the people around her. The music arrangement was assisted by Rizky Pristiono, who took on the nuances of R&B in the 90s. Well, listener, here is the song Tell Me Baby, sung by Yuka Tamada.
Tell me baby one more time, hingga kau kembali padaku. Tell me baby one more time, masih adakah peluang untuk diriku? Tell me baby one more time, apa ku kurang sempurna? Tell me
like I do. No one needs you like I do. No one cares for you like I do. So tell me, baby, why'd you go so far? No one talks to you like I do. No one looks at you like I do. No one kisses you like I do.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di saat ku sepi, kau menemani. Di saat ku sedih, kau menghibur hati. Di saat ku pergi, kau setia menanti. Kau cinta sejati. Di saat ku gerah, kau memadamkan.
Of Indonesia.
Kita telah memutuskan tak lagi bersama karena rintangan yang ada tak henti menghadang. Haruskah ku resah ini, salahkah aku atas perasaan ini yang tak mampu menutupi aku masih cinta kamu. Biarkan aku pilih jalan tersendiri tanpa harus aku.
kasih cinta kamu. Biarkan aku pilih jalan untuk sendiri, tanpa harus ada lagi cinta selain dirimu. Yang kau mampu menutupi, aku masih cinta kamu. Biarkan aku pilih jalan untuk sendiri, tanpa harus ada lagi cinta selain dirimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui, semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika kau hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangatan mesra rasa cintamu. Kini kita kembali bersama dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa saat itu. Namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga tersenyum saja. Ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui, semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika ku hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangat dan mesra rasa cintamu. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.